in this circumstance that God brings us in, he brings it in a grace-filled, kind, loving way that's consistent with who God is. And he brings it into our lives at just the perfect time so that we can grow. In fact, in verse 2, he says, we're supposed to count it all joy when we fall into various trials. Now, this word trial, to understand temptations and trials, depending on where you're at in Scripture, it's translated different ways, but it's the same word. A trial and temptation, basically, you could say that it just means a situation. We count it all joy when we go into various situations. Now, the difference between a trial and temptation is the response of your heart. We'll talk about that more in the next paragraph. But basically, it's the same word, periosmos, and whether you're in a trial or whether you're in a temptation, depending on, again, the context we find it in, it's the same circumstance. So what we take out of it then in verse 2, God brings us into various circumstances by his good plan. So when we're in that circumstance, we can count it pure joy. The text tells us why in just a moment. Let's go on to find that. Verses 3 and 4, we recognize it's a journey, knowing that the testing of your faith produces patience or endurance. But let patience have its perfect work, so that you may be perfect and complete, lacking nothing. Basically, in verses 3 and 4, God in his good plan understands, and in his knowledge of our heart, understands that we have something lacking. That's what verse 4 says. We're missing some kind of peace inside. Our inner man is still not quite Christ-like, right? That's all of us. So God, in his good plan, brings us into a circumstance, and it's through enduring that circumstance, through the trying of our faith, it works patience or endurance. And as endurance has its work, finished work, or it goes to an end in that circumstance, it helps provide us pieces that are missing. So God then, if we get the big picture, he brings a circumstance, we're in the middle of it, and we recognize that going through that circumstance is what provides a crucial piece that we're missing. Back to verse 3. Count it pure joy, or verse 2, pardon me, when you fall into various situations. Why do we count it pure joy? Because we recognize that this situation is a gift of God, and that this circumstance, as I endure it, is going to help me become like Christ. So that's how we understand the journey. Let's keep moving through the passage to verse 5, where it says, if any of you lack wisdom, let him ask of God, who gives to all liberally and without reproach, and it will be given to him. Now, the issue here in verse 5 is simply this. It's in the process of enduring from the beginning of a situation or a trial or temptation, as we work through that situation, it's this process, and in that process, that we say, God, give me wisdom. Help me understand what you're up to. Help me understand what peace you're working on. How does your word speak to this particular thing in my life? How do I respond to this situation in a way that pleases you? God says, ask me for wisdom, and I'm just going to liberally give it to you. I'm going to give you wisdom after wisdom, basically without strings attached. Because God's plan is that as we move through this circumstance and trust him, because it says, let him ask in faith without doubting, for he who doubts is like a wave of the sea driven and tossed by the wind. For let not that man suppose that he will receive anything from the Lord. He is a double-minded man, unstable in all of his ways. Basically, we ask God for wisdom because it's the wisdom through the process that allows us to have the pieces that we're missing. If we don't depend on God in a circumstance, or we say, God, I wish you would help me in this situation, but at the same time we work our own plan on the side, maybe we manipulate or we gossip, there's any number of things we can do to try to get our own way, the Bible says we're a double-minded man. We say we trust God, but at the same time, we're doing our own thing on the side. We've got a second plan going, an escape plan, just in case God doesn't work out for us. we've got something else happening. Right? That's double-mindedness. We pick that up later in the chapter as well, or in the book. So we understand it takes wisdom to work through a circumstance. And then verse 12, blessed is the man that endures temptation. Not only will he receive the crown of life in eternity, but God provides many, many blessings as we endure temptations on earth today. So when we get the big context, James is saying, in the middle of conflict, recognize it's God who brings it. As you endure it, being patient along the way, willing to let the process complete, similar to 1 Corinthians 10:13, in that process, you ask for wisdom, God grants it, and it helps you get your pieces. It helps you have the character of Christ, which is ultimate blessing in verse 12. So how can we communicate this to the counselee? Well, just this question. Have you ever bought an item and when you arrived home, some of the pieces were missing? Right? You've been there. I've been there. It's a great way to help a counselee understand what this text is talking about. When we first bought our home, it's the first home we ever had owned. And as a man, I'm thinking, well, I need a grill. We've got a deck. We have to have a grill. So it's in the middle of winter. They don't sell grills, but my wife needed to go to Walmart. My son was just a tad under a year old at that point. And so we pulled up and I'm letting her out at Walmart and we're going to kind of do the circle the parking lot thing to wait for my wife to get there. And in the process, I see these grills lined up against the fence at the outdoor part of the store. And so I drive back around, pull in front, kind of on the sidewalk, say, hey, son, just watch Dad. I'm going to be outside the car for a minute. And I look at these grills. It's nighttime. You hardly see them, but they have Starburst. And I can make out, it says $50. What a gorgeous grill. I mean, it's a big, nice grill. Got the tank underneath, everything. $50. I'm like, this is money, right? I had to call my brother-in-law and say, bring the truck. I just bought a grill, right? I mean, this was a great deal. I get it home, middle of winter, first pretty day. I think, well, get the meat out, right? It's time to have a cookout. I'm a man. This is my new home. I've got a grill. Let's go. So Kelly gets the meat out. We get the grill. I punch the button for it to come on, and absolutely nothing happens. Punch it again. Nothing happens. Punch it again. Nothing happens. Well, now something's going on inside, right? There's a circumstance I'm in that's not very pleasant. So I realize, aha, this is the company. I actually found the receipt. I went to the internet. This was back several years ago, which was a task in itself. So I get to the internet, find out that this company has an 800 number. I call them. I say, hey, my grill won't start. I don't know what to do. And she says, do you have a cordless phone? That's back when that was a big deal to have a cordless phone. I said, sure, I've got one. So she said, why don't you go outside and tell me basically everything you see? So while this good lady, somewhere from the South, she listened as I explained every part I could see on the outside and then opened it up and explained all the parts I could see on the inside. She listened and took careful notes and she said, thank you. In a couple of days, you'll get a box in the mail with all your parts. And I said, well, what's the cost? Is there anything I need? She said, oh, no, it'll just be in the mail. Just be watching for it. 2 days later, UPS arrives. And it's a box so heavy, I can hardly pick it up. I mean, there was a crucial problem with that grill. It had hardly any parts in it, and I didn't know the difference. What happened? When I looked at the grill, it looked like a steal of a deal for $50. Right? Beautiful. When this lady let me explain what was going on, because she knew what was supposed to go on the inside, she recognized it had all kinds of parts missing. What's God do when he looks into our hearts? Right? We're trucking through life, and sometimes we say, well, I'm doing pretty good here. But God in his sovereign way looks into our hearts, and he knows what's supposed to be there. He knows what actually makes us like Christ. And God puts us in the perfect circumstance to help bring those pieces that we're missing. It's a great way to explain it to your counselee, a great way to understand it yourself. That God works for our behalf to get us pieces that are missing. In fact, look at a few implications with me. Where has the counselee not tended to consider his or her circumstance pure joy? Right, there's a lot of circumstances we go through that we just struggle seeing the benefit of God's